though some things about the world had changed after Noah came out of the ark, one thing had not changed, which was the God who'd been faithful to him before the flood. The God who'd been faithful to him through that 1 year and 10 days when he was in the box with all these animals floating about. The God who told him to come out. The God whom he worshipped as soon as he came out was still the same faithful God right through the whole experience. And God is faithful. God will be faithful to his promises in your experience throughout the days of your life. God is committed to fulfilling the promises that he has given to us. So that's the first thing that we see, God's faithfulness. The second thing I want to touch on this, because it comes out of the chapter, is something about the earth's future. Now, I put this, kind of came to my mind when I was looking at a box of cereal. It's how sad is that? Is that what he reads for amusement, boxes of cereal? Yeah, I read lots of things, and boxes of cereal are included in my reading material. And on this box of cereal, there was some kind of speech sort of about why they'd built a wind turbine or something to grind the oats and all this kind of stuff, all very nice and so on. But then they said this, it's so that we can do our little bit to save the planet. That's what they said. I thought, well, that's very nice of them to think of that, but have they ever read the Bible? That the planet is time limited. And I'm absolutely convinced from studying God's word, the Bible, that the earth is not really an end in itself. That it's here for a purpose. And the earth is here so that on this great, and the earth is a wonderful place, and I love it, and you know it's great that people are concerned about it and so on, and its beauty and its natural resources and so on. However, on this beautiful stage that we call the earth, God is acting out a much bigger thing. Something that was planned before there was an earth. And something that will find its fulfillment when the earth that you and I know is no more. God is working on a much bigger canvas than just this earth. And I think that's something that's so important for us to grasp. That the plan of redemption was planned before there was a world. Isn't that incredible? You don't believe me? Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Just read the first few verses there. Describes Christians as people who were chosen in Christ. When? Before the foundation of the world. God was thinking about his people before there was ever a world. And then at the end in the book of Revelation, we read of the God wiping away all of the old heavens and the old earth and replacing them with new heavens and a new earth, and in the new heavens and the new earth only righteousness dwells. God is working on a much bigger canvas, and this world is time limited. A couple of verses for you just to fix this in your mind. First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've already quoted this, Luke chapter 17, when he's talking about the days of Noah, talks about how unprepared people generally will be for this amazing event, the end of human history. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. And we had a look at that a couple of weeks ago. How is it that people could be so, they could just miss what God was doing in their very midst as his spirit struggled with them through the preaching of Noah, as Noah built that huge box, and as it came to completion, they were marrying and giving in marriage, eating, drinking. There's nothing wrong with marrying and giving in marriage and eating and drinking. But in the context, it was crazy. They were not taking what God was saying seriously. And Peter picks up this theme. 2 Peter chapter 3 picks up exactly the same theme when it's just every time I turn to this, I think, "Man, this could have come straight out of our newspapers or something." It's so relevant, so contemporary. 2 Peter 3, He says this, scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Oh, you Christians, you are so sad. You believe Jesus is coming back again? Well, where is the promise? He's surely going to come back. He must have come by now if he was going to come at all. Where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. No, they don't. That is completely wrong. It's not this is the idea that everything has just been going on and on for millions and millions and billions of years, and it will carry on for millions and millions and billions of years and unless we destroy the planet ourselves. The idea is completely wrong. He says, this they willingly forget. Now, we forget things sometimes, don't we, just because we've got memories like a sieve, and or we're not paying attention when somebody says something to us and we forget. But the idea of willingly forgetting something is quite different. I forgot to go to the dentist. It's a deliberate decision to ignore the historical realities that are recorded in God's Word because they don't fit with our view of the future and a view of our lives. This they willingly forget, by the word of God, the heavens were of old, so on the world that then existed perished. Now listen to this, the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, the word of God, are reserved for fire till the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men, that God is going to destroy everything, not by a flood, but by fire. That is coming, that is up ahead, because he is creating a new heavens and a new earth where only righteousness will dwell. That is the future that's ahead. And the story of Noah screams this fact to us. And the only way that you can avoid it is if you do what these people do that Peter's describing, willingly forget. The story of Noah is the story of God intervening in human history catastrophically to deal with sin and destroying the old world. And what that points forward to is what Peter is telling us about, a future when God will again intervene catastrophically to wind up the old heavens and the old earth and to bring in the new heavens and the new earth where there is only righteousness.